Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is your Tuesday Teaching Tip for the 2nd of May 2017. Today we're talking about painting a picture. Painting a picture with words, not with a paintbrush and canvas. Painting a picture with words is especially helpful when storytelling and preaching and teaching, and it is a great memory aid. If you paint a good picture, people will remember what you were talking about. Jesus did this all the time, and so did the prophets. It came to my mind because on Sunday, a friend of mine called Richard Bailey did this in his communion talk. He did it so effectively, I thought I would note down a few of the things that he did, the techniques, and pass them on to us all so that we could perhaps use them ourselves. He talked about a television program he had seen, an episode of, I think, Black Mirror on Netflix. He wasn't recommending it, but he had seen it. And he did a number of things. So firstly, what he did is he had some props with him. He wore a hat and some sunglasses and asked us to rate him in terms of the appropriateness of his attire from one, I think, is the lowest to five, the highest. And various people shouted out one, two, four, five, and I think I said minus six. And it started to get us into the picture of what he was talking about in terms of rating people, rating other people, and what effect that has on us. So props were part of it. It's very helpful to have some props. Secondly, he used repeated phrases and words, and particularly action words. And that's very important when painting a picture, to use verbs as much as possible, particularly dynamic ones if you can. So he used the words plus and minus a lot. He used the word rated and rating one another and rating other people and the effect of being rated on yourself. He talked about swiping. He described having an app, as we all understand apps, and how he'd swipe this idea. And he used the action. We'll talk about the action in a minute. But swiping, he talked about being embarrassed, which is a very powerful word, and shame, a very powerful word. He used those words in describing it and giving us this word picture. And then he had some actions. He was swiping. So he did this action with his fingers on an imaginary mobile phone, swiping this and swiping that and rating. Very helpful to have a little bit of movement there as well to help paint the picture. And after doing all those things, and I won't go into the detail now, you'll have to ask Richard about that as to the detail of the whole point, but having done all that, having given us some good actions, some good action words and verbs and phrases, using some props, it was very clear in our mind, this idea of being rated and how it hurts us to be trapped by other people's perception of ourselves and indeed by our own perception of ourselves. And then he took us to the cross and applied it. I forget the exact scripture he used, but there are so many that are applicable to this. For example, Romans 8 verses 1 and 2. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. So there's no condemnation. And as he painted that picture of how people rate one another in the episode he saw on the television and then brought us back to that idea, it was very powerful as we then took the bread and the wine together. Jesus did this in his teaching, didn't he? He used powerful word pictures like Luke chapter 11. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Fish, snake, contrast, powerful word pictures there. So, have you thought much about using word pictures in your lessons? I think it would help if you did. What could you do to paint a picture more clearly and more powerfully in the next lesson that you give, the next talk you give, the next discussion you lead, wherever that might be relevant? I'd like to know your thoughts on this and what helps to build those most powerful word pictures. You can email me, mccx@mac.com. You can leave a message anywhere you are here or see this recording. And until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. God bless.